This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Our pick is up, pick 31. And here's the thing. So here's where it already gets...
Something funky already happened.
It's a little wild. Jerry Newton, the defensive tackle from Illinois, is available at 31. I don't think that's a realistic possibility. But another guy that I think could be a realistic possibility is Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon, is still available. Tyler Newbin, the safety from Minnesota, Peyton Wilson, linebacker from North Carolina State, Tyler Guyton, a guy that gets kind of attached to the 49ers a lot in the process so far. Zach Frazier, another center from West Virginia, Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver from Georgia, TJ Tampa and Mike Sanristil, the two cornerbacks, Mike from Michigan and Tampa from Iowa State. So again, if this were to fall this way, and Jerry Newton was available at 31, I think John Lynch would sprint to the podium to draft Jerry Newton, because he is arguably the best interior defensive prospect in this draft. And we know that the 49ers love themselves some interior defensive linemen. But like I said, that feels a little unrealistic. So let's go ahead. Let's say he's not there. Okay, because like,
yeah, there's no way he's getting 31.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance whatsoever. So to me, it's really a choice, because Kool-Aid McKinstry went number 29 to the Detroit Lions, and that would be somebody who, if he fell, I think the 49ers would possibly take him. But
Graham Barton's gone too, right?
Yeah, Graham Barton in this scenario actually went 16 to the Seahawks.
Wow.
But okay. So Darius Robinson and Chop Robinson, both the Robinson brothers, they're not brothers, but the DNs, Chop Robinson from Penn State and Darius Robinson from Missouri, are also both gone in this scenario. So to me, it's really a matter of Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier, and Tyler Guyton. And for me, I still think that, you know, we talked about it last episode. I think center is a sneaky need for this team.
I think it's a gigantic need for the team.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to think that Kyle Shanahan would go center in the first round, but it's pick 31. Let's be perfectly honest. It's a glorified second pick, right? And so if I'm John Lynch, and these three players are available, Guyton, Jackson Powers Johnson, and Zach Frazier, I am going Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. How about you?
I'm going to agree with you. And I've been talking about this for a while where Jake Brendel is serviceable. Jake Brendel is also 33 years old.
Yeah.
And even if you think that, you know, we can get away with him this year, you know, football players fall off at a certain point in their 30s. So even if you're a big Jake Brendel guy, you have to think, all right, they have to start planning ahead. They have a 33-year-old center. I just think this guy slides in right away. I think he's the type of player that can come in and be your center for years to come. And again, you're building around Brock Purdy.
Yes.
I saw things today. Mike Silverhead said something about, I think Stats put it up, actually. He had talked
to Silver. Yeah, it was Stats.
We're probably going to have Silver on soon, too. We'll talk to him about it. But that, you know, Kyle wants to play, hey, Brock.
Yeah.
So support him. Build up the middle. And I think we talked about Kyle with Alex Max and Alex Mack and making a big move to get Weston Richburg when Shanahan first came in here. I think Jackson Powers Johnson is the pick here, and the Niners have their center of the future.
So before we draft him, though, I do want to say the New England Patriots are willing to trade pick 34, and then we would, you know, quibble over other things to come up to 31. With Jackson Powers Johnson on the board, are you willing to trade back, or do you feel like that is too valuable and it's just take the player and benefit and profit?
I think I'm going to take him.
I agree. I don't think he'll be available at 31. So the fact that he is, I think is too good to pass up. So with pick 31, the 49ers draft Jackson Powers Johnson, center from Oregon.
And interior guys do drop sometimes. So I guess if
they do,
there's somebody that you could maybe see, oh, I'd expect him to be there, it would be someone like Powers Johnson. So
I just saw Xavier Legette go off the board.
Oh, he did already?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Because you know I really liked him, but I don't think he's going to be there at the end of the second round either.
I agree. All right. So something interesting here. Something interesting here. So we are on the board at pick 63. And here who is available. Jatavion Sanders, the tight end out of Texas. Okay. Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. Chris Jenkins, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. Jaden Hicks, safety out of Washington State. And a guy that I absolutely love, Christian Haynes, a guard out of UConn. But they just took Jackson Powers Johnson in the first round. I am hard-pressed to think that this team would ever go interior offensive lineman back-to-back with a first-round pick and a second-round pick. But do you see who else is on the board here, Al? At Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver out of Washington. Rome Odunze's running mate at Washington. Jalen McMillan had quite the season at Washington. Again, he was he was the running mate of Rome Odunze. He was a four-star recruit out of high school. He's 6'1", 192. So he's not the biggest guy, right? I would argue that's about where Brandon Ayuk is. You'd actually hope he would get a little bit heavier. But, you know, it was Rome Odunze, Jalen McMillan, Jalen Polk. We talked about wide receiver being, being a need for this team. But one of the cons listed here by PFF is that he doesn't have an NFL top gear to be a consistent vertical threat. And that's one of the things that we talked about when it comes to, when it comes to who the 49ers could be targeting. If we look at the board, instead of it just, again, by rank, right, overall rank, if we go and we look at the wide receivers that are currently available at pick 63, you've got Keon Coleman from Florida State and Jalen McMillan from Washington. You've also got Javon Baker from UCF, wide receiver from UCF. Right. He is a player the 49ers have a top 30 visit with. Nicholas McGee, who covers the 49ers for A to Z Sports, put out an article the other day on Twitter that I read, and it was really good. And it was looking at the top 30 visits that the 49ers have scheduled with the wide receiver so far. And again, we talked about there are 10 top 30 visits that are known right now. Three of them were wide receivers. Those wide receivers were Malachi Corley, the wide receiver out of Western Kentucky, Javon Baker, the wide receiver from UCF. And then the last one was Brendan Rice. That last name should sound familiar. That is the son of 49ers Hall of Famer, one Jerry Rice,
which would just be a GOAT. Phenomenal story if that happened.
That would be a cool story. He's on the board here. Both Malachi Corley and Brendan Rice are both still on the board.
If he was on the board, if Brendan Rice was there at the end of the third round and we were talking about this, I would say we hadn't taken a receiver yet, but I don't think I would take him here. But I do think, Brian, we've been talking about this as well. Juwan Jennings is not signed past this year. Debo, yep, this could be his last season. And even if not, he's pushing 30 years old. Let's assume Ayuk is on the team. But again, you're about to commit big money to this quarterback. How are you going to support him? And you need another wide receiver. And to me, the second round in this wide receiver heavy class is a perfect spot for it. So I'm good with taking one here. I did a mock draft recently where Leggett had dropped and I jumped all over him.
Yeah.
And I think this is a perfect spot for a wide receiver.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull and Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Who do you want to take?
So if we look at a couple other areas that we've talked about, right? Edge and interior defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. At the edge, Braylon Trice, the edge out of Washington, who in 2023 had a pass rush grade of 90.8 on PFF and a pass rush win rate of 17.6%. He's a big edge, right? He's 6'4", 274. So he'd be more in line with, you can almost argue like how they employed Eric Armstead early in his career, right? Like that big end, not the speed end opposite Nick Bosa. And that's where I feel like maybe not that's not a useful position, but I feel like big end is not necessarily a position that you have to attack early. I think there are guys that kind of fit that profile, but he was a standout player at Washington. And it does say again, in the review on PFF, it does say that you might have to align him a bit wider to unlock his disruption potential. That's exactly what the 49ers do with the wide nine. His pros are that he loves the physicality part of playing in the trenches. His hands are fast and violent. His first step in explosiveness is adequate for the NFL. When he goes all out speed to power, he can really move people, and his mentality is relentless. But he does have arm length concerns, and a good amount of his success comes from a wider alignment to mitigate the need to get up and around the arc. So he's not a speed guy, right? And to me, again, if we're in the second round, I'm looking for a guy that I know can come in and get after the quarterback. And I don't know.
For the quarterback.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't know that Braylon Trice would. The other guy that I would consider again is the Chris Jenkins, the interior defensive lineman from Michigan, run defense grade of 82.3. And I mean, you look at his PFF grades, and again, PFF isn't everything, but we're using the PFF mock draft simulator. So that's kind of what we're going with. And in his three seasons at Michigan, he has a PFF grade of 72.4, 80.7, and 82.7. So a consistent player, 6'3", 305, one of the strongest players in the entire draft class, but very similar to Braylon Trice, does have arm length limitations, and doesn't necessarily have a pass rush profile, but he's a tremendous, tremendous run stopper. So
which
I don't
what they need,
which is what they need, right?
And again, you say, well, you have Hargrave, you have Collins. Collins is 29, one-year deal. He's optioned on the second year with no guaranteed money. Javon Hargrave in his early 30s. This is a position they need.
Yeah.
I want a wide receiver. Knowing the 49ers, I'm taking Jenkins here.
You're going to take Jenkins. I think that as well. The other thing is with a deep wide receiver class, I do think that you can still wait till round three and still get a relatively impact player. I think if you're waiting till round three for, an interior defensive lineman, outside of Chris Jenkins, you've got Brandon Dorlus and Tavondre Sweat. I don't think Tavondre Sweat is a 49er. He's a massive human being. He is 6'4", 362 pounds. But he's not, the 49ers don't Don't employ a 3-4. He's a 3-4 nose tackle. Like, that's what he's made to be. Yeah, the 49ers don't employ that. So, you know, and then once you get past them, you've got guys like Michael Hall Jr., Dwayne Carter, Leonard Taylor. But I think Chris Jenkins is such a tier above those guys that if he's available, to me, that is the pick, just because of the value that you get at interior defensive linemen, and just the fact that, you know, they don't really have anybody, with Hargrave probably only 1 year left on his deal, and you know, and Collins. So I agree with you. I think I'm going Chris Jenkins, defensive lineman from Michigan, as the 49ers' second round pick.